Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, be still and know. Be still and hear my voice, for I speak in the silence between your own thoughts. The constant inner chatter, the whirlwind of anxieties and doubts, that they serve no purpose. I am here, a constant presence within you. And your frantic energy only serves out to drown out the voice of my deliverance in your life. I say again, be still and rest in the calm confidence that I am working on your behalf, both to will and to do my good pleasure. My peace is not a fleeting emotion, but a steady, unwavering current of confidence flowing through you. When you allow the noise and the clatter of the outside world to subside, allowing my words to overwhelm your unbelief and release my power to shift you from decline to promotion as though in a day. I am the very source of your being. The air you breathe, the strength in your limbs, the thoughts that flicker across your mind all stem from me. I am your sustenance, your foundation, the wellspring from which your life flows, and this is the day I unleash my goodness in your situation. So there's no need, says the Father, to seek sustenance or resolution elsewhere. There's no need to seek validation from people or security from fleeting things, from external circumstances or the opinions of men. These things are like dust motes swirling in a sunbeam, here one moment and gone the next. They hold no true power, and the moment you lean on them for strength, they vanish, leaving you in captivity. Turn your gaze inward. Feel my presence, beloved. It is as undeniable as your own heartbeat, the steady rhythm of life coursing through you. In this stillness, you will find the strength you need and the clarity of direction you seek. Those anxieties that grip you and those fears that cloud your vision, they are not external. They are the outworking of your own restless mind. Let them go. Release them, and they will dissipate like smoke. And in this God-directed stillness, you will find not just comfort, but renewed purpose. You will hear my quiet promptings guiding you, saying, "This is the way. Walk you in it." You will discover the strength originating from my throne to face any challenge and the courage to overcome every obstacle. Be still and know that I am God and I am with you, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. Second Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.